From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. Tonight, a lot of us would have been glued to our televisions to watch the stars parade down the red carpet at the annual Golden Globes Awards in Hollywood. But actors refused to cross the picket line in support of the striking writers, so the ceremony has been canceled. And as NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates reports, that's been a costly decision.
Cancellation of the Golden Globes means more than just a good time loss for the celebrities involved and fans that like to watch them. Jack Kaiser, chief economist for the L.A. County Development Corporation, says some serious money has just gone down the drain.
The Golden Globes, a normal ceremony, will generate about $60 million for the L.A. County economy.
Kaiser says besides the show's actual production costs, there are other expenses.
Studio spending on ad campaigns, star perks, in-town parties.
Because all the major parties associated with the Globes have been canceled, Kaiser says a lot of people who never appear in movies or on television will also be feeling the pain.
The banquet staff at the Beverly Hilton and the people serving at all the parties, because they can generate a lot of tip income. Limo services, people providing valet parking, security services, flower shops, even dermatologists.
Ooh, no Botox. Madeline Leonard manages Cloutier, a top-tier agency that provides stylists, hair, and makeup artists to Hollywood's A-list celebrities. With no famous clients to service for the Golden Globes, Leonard says the phones at Cloutier have been ominously silent.
Award show weekends are the busiest weekends of the year, and the Academy Awards and the Golden Globes have always been the two busiest weekends for hair and makeup.
One awards tradition is holding steady despite the fact that the Golden Globes have gone bust, and that's the swag suite. Swag stands for stuff we all get.
This one retails for about $6,000, so it's 18-karat gold diamonds and really unique.
Melissa Lemmer owns Silver Spoon, an entertainment marketing business. At Voda Spa in West Hollywood, celebs are happily shopping for freebies at long tables of jewelry, cosmetics, clothes, and accessories as Lemmer's security looks on. Lemmer says she felt obligated to support sponsors who've already shelled out for the event in the hopes that celebrities will be seen in their wares, eventually.
A lot of people, unfortunately, have pulled out of so many things. I mean, these people are losing so much money on advertising that for me to turn to all the sponsors and say, we're not doing it, that'd be a waste of their money. I can't do that to them.
One of Lemmer's celebrity guests would normally be too busy to be here. Melissa Rivers is usually coordinating last-minute details for red carpet coverage with her mother, Joan, heard here at last year's Golden Globes.
Mark Anthony and Jennifer Lopez, just another simple girl in a dress. How are you, Joan? Whose dress?
This is Marquesa.
This year, says Melissa, both Rivers ladies are staying home.
My mother has not crossed a picket line. She has not done any of the shows that have had picket lines in front of them, and you have to support the people that have supported you all those years, and Writers Guild was the first guild she ever belonged to.
Performer support of the writers pretty much guaranteed the show wouldn't go on. It's meant that NBC has lost several million dollars in advertising, that magazines like Us and InStyle won't have the award show fashion coverage their readers crave. It means that restaurants and clubs that normally do very well being rented out for private parties won't receive that income. If there's a silver lining to the Globe's wreckage, Cloutier's Madeline Leonard says it might be this.
I think it's kind of a wake-up call, and it will push people to resolve this prior to the Oscars.
Which are 6 short weeks from now. Not that anybody's counting. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.